Exercises 7A and B, page 53.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Foodcast, where we discuss all the latest developments in the world of nutrition. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Paula Martin, who specializes in food science. Welcome, Dr. Martin.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
So, things are starting to change quite a lot in the food world, is that right?
That's correct. The way people think about eating is changing. Specifically, more and more people are starting to do what we call mindful eating.
What is that exactly?
Let me explain. Mindful eating means paying more attention to eating habits and listening to our bodies.
How do you mean?
Many of us don't actually listen to what our bodies tell us. For instance, we all know the feeling we get after dinner if we have eaten too much. It's an unpleasant feeling, and we all realize that overeating is bad for us. So why do we do it? It's because we fail to pay attention. Our bodies always tell us to stop eating because we have had enough, so we should listen.
I see what you mean. So, can we say that mindful eating is about connecting the mind and the body?
Exactly. And we can do this by asking ourselves certain questions. For example, before you have a snack, first ask yourself, am I really hungry or am I just eating out of boredom? Sometimes we feel the desire to eat something when we are bored, sad or stressed. But wanting to eat and needing to eat are two different things.
I completely agree. So, what else does mindful eating mean?
It's also a way to prevent bad eating habits. Eating too quickly, for instance, is unhealthy because you take in too many calories before you realize that you've eaten enough. So during meals, sit down at a dining table and focus on what you are eating. Slow down and chew every bite 20 times to allow the information that you're full to reach your brain. Also, don't watch TV or look at your phone. Enjoy your food and make mealtimes more enjoyable.
Well, this is definitely food for thought. Thanks again for joining me, Dr. Martin.
It's been my pleasure.